Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am Amin El Hassan. That is Black Trey. That is Jay Skills. That is Big Jerv. Juju Gotti will be joining us in just a second. We got a great show for y'all. I mean, basically, the Jrue Holiday deal happened. So that's what everybody around the world is talking about. Guess what? It happened before we started recording. So we get to be on time for once. Rather than talk about sports a week late, we're talking about it as it happens. So shout out to all that. We're going to update you guys on the Fantasy Football League rankings. We're going to talk about how do you handle the good morning text. It's a very diverse array of opinions. You don't want to miss this. And you know, you'll learn something, I think. But first, patreon.com/countthedings is a website where you go become a Patreon. You get access to all the extra content. I'm going to just say this right now. I always say, oh, you have the watch-alongs that we do for Cinephobe, the Cinephobe special edition episodes that we've done over the years, and the Discord and all this stuff. But man, let me tell you right now, at some point coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have ourselves one hell of an OG podcast episode that's going to be for our Patreons. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be uplifting. It's going to be positive. If you've been a longtime fan of this show and all of our shows, you don't want to miss it. So definitely stay locked in. Become a Patreon today because you don't want to miss it when it drops. All right. I guess this is the show started.
Man. Yo, so Jason,
yeah,
I'll start with you, bro. I seen this clip my man sent to me, bro. He's talking about the Bachelor Blues, right? And the Bachelor Blues, shouts to all the homies, everybody that listen to this shit. The Bachelor Blues is having multiple women in your life, right?
Right.
And saying good morning to all of them, right?
Oh, it's my work. God.
It's work. It's work. Oof. Listen, everybody think having hoes is cool. Mm-hmm. Till you actually have hoes.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to describe 4 different categories. Right.
Right.
You got the one you really like.
Mm-hmm.
You got the one that really like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're rarely the same, the same person. Rarely.
Right. Then you got the one you trying to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a man with a kid, you got the baby mama. Right.
Right.
Now in this mix, right? This is a young man's sport. This is if you old, I'm an old nigga still playing this game, right? If you old and you still committed to this game, right? Tell me your experience of having the bachelor blues, especially dating if you're a man with options.
Well, I would say the inverse of the fourth option is if you don't have a kid, the chick with the kid.
Chick with the kid. Or pet.
I think the pet thing is kind of different. Yeah, that's a little different.
Trey's been hanging with the whites again.
All right, go ahead.
I think it's funny. It'd be like certain nights where you could kind of pick and choose. And then, and even on those nights, sometimes you like, I don't want to see none of y'all, actually. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's the one like you want to link with, you'd be like, man, I'm tired. And you like, I don't even want to, you know, then you got to come up like you over here. It's like you want to send a mass email. You got to come up with your line. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, and all that.
That, iMessage, y'all need to get on that blind copy, blind CC.
Blind BCC. Yeah, exactly.
BCC is crazy. Right. Like,
but then you got the one, you know, like the times where you kind of pick the wrong one to link with, that'd be weak too. You know,
I'm gonna tell you the worst one when you make plans to link with one and then like
you should have linked with the other one.
The other one is like, actually. Yeah. My flight got canceled. Oh,
yeah. Now you're scrambling. Now you're running the scramble drill. But that's actually not bad. I actually enjoy that part of the game because you're in the game then. You really in the game right
here. This guy's a sicko, man.
Yeah. He liked that little stress, man.
Yeah, I like the action. I'm in it for the action. You know what
he liked the excitement. Like
this. Yeah. This nigga went right to the sports book. throwing bets on everything.
Exactly. Put two dimes on this. Nah, for sure, man. I enjoy it. I think like I don't really have the blues so much anymore. I think maybe when I was younger, you know, it was just like a more of a thirst to just like have motion. But it's like sometimes when it's dead, it's cool. Like I take a couple, you know what I'm saying, plays off. Like
you don't really enjoy the peace as a young when you're young.
It's a stressful night when you're like, damn, I can't get nobody over here.
Yeah,
but like now when I'm older, on. Like,
but correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the blues? It's not about when none of them are hitting. The blues are like
dealing with the actual work of it,
the maintenance, the overhead,
and that's the blues. That's the overhead. It's the maintenance of like. For one, you got to keep this rotation going, right? Because look, think about if you started with the good morning, you got to keep the good morning going, right? And it might be a day that you don't even feel like, you might be in the bed with somebody already and you kind of late to the good morning. You don't even know, like the good morning thrown off, right?
But that's why if you a linker, if you a real linker, it don't matter if the good morning is late.
Look at Jason, get your shit off, Jay.
I'm just saying, like, it don't matter if that good morning come at 8:58 or 11:32. It's still a good morning. They know what it is. They know they a position player.
So what if you're not in the mood to send none of that? Go ahead, Jay. Jerv.
So clearly, because I feel like, nigga. Hey, listen, Jason, I feel like I just need to ask you a bunch of questions, brother, because right. You know what I'm saying? You got all the answers for everybody. So for those who don't know, so when they start off with the good morning text, right?
Right.
Some have a problem with the good morning text often having conversation at some point throughout the day as well. Is there supposed to be conversation or are they supposed to just be out here saying good morning?
It's a case by case basis, brother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta treat every player.
All right, so scenarios. All right. I'm gonna give you the annoying chick that really wants you. Mm-hmm. Jerv, I'm gonna give you the chick that you really like.
Oh man, Jason. I'm the one that doesn't get the job because she doesn't really like me when I really like her.
No,
I'm
getting the baby mama, bro. I'm getting the baby mama. Trust me.
I'd rather have the baby mama.
Okay, you got the baby mama. Like all right, me. So Amin, good morning, Texas Scent. Mm-hmm. How are you responding to this one?
What's up? Like my I'm team.
So you're not even saying good morning back.
I'm team, like if you're starting a conversation, I'm not saying you need something specific like, yo, what time is the concert start or whatever, like, but you better have like content. That's why I'm a huge fan of meme culture. I'm a huge fan of like, you never text, like I sent you memes.
You ain't never text good morning back though.
I don't like good morning without like where
this.
We going with this.
I love this. I'm learning this. I love this.
Dude, you don't text good morning. That's not you're anti that.
Like my okay, way so, of you.
Walk us through that.
Okay. So to me, the purpose of the good morning text is I'm trying to maintain communication, right? That's why I'm doing this, right? So to me, my preferred method of doing that is, yo, let's send each other memes. Let's fucking laugh. Let's fucking like, oh, this shit was funny. Like, I'm big at sending memes, right? Don't say good morning because I'm like, you better say good morning. Wow. I just watched Oppenheimer last night. This shit was fucking crazy. And then I'll be like, oh, word. I thought it was pretty good. Da, da, da. That's a conversation. Good morning. That's not a conversation. That's just you fucking waiting for me to say what? Say good morning back? That shit doesn't make sense. But then again, I understand. You're talking to the maker of I don't believe in birthdays. So like.
Wait, you really get that off too?
I tell them straight up. I don't do the only birthdays I do on my kids.
This nigga's a legend. Yo.
You a cold nigga, boy. You a cold nigga, boy.
Hey, I thought I was the coldest nigga walking. You the coldest.
I'd be real, man. Like that way I don't have to like, you never have to worry about me forgetting your birthday. Cause like, I'm not going to remember it. I'm not devoting any mental energy. Now, if you tell me Friday, it's my birthday, I'm throwing this big party, man, I'll be there. I will like be the life of the party. I'll make it fun. You'll be like, man, that was a fun ass birthday. But like, if you're expecting me to be like, I set up this candlelight dinner on the Louvre or on the fucking, the whatever the name of the river is in France, so I'm a fucking drawing a blank. And then after that, we're gonna like take a walk through the park and then rose. But I don't do that stuff, man. I'm terrible at gifts. I don't know how to give gifts. It causes great anxiety for me. Like
you are
I'm
the
like,
gift.
No, I'm not even gonna like you bullshit like that. I'm gonna say straight up, I don't know how to give gifts.
Pause.
Yeah. Awesome. Very strong.
Well, no, you're the illest nigga I know to this day. Like now, you're the power ranking of the illest nigga on the chat. I mean, on the pod right now. Because I don't do birthdays. Is this ranked last? Shit. Who's ranked last? Probably Jason.
Okay. Oh wow, I'm the least illest nigga.
No. The sickest. This is the illest.
Nah,
is sick.
This no. Hold on. This nigga is pretty high in the sick rankings because he just said, then I got the action. Now we got some action going. This nigga just said, I want to be Zach Morris, fucking running between two proms and shit.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Jerv, how do you handle the good morning from the beginning?
You got to be a good GM out here, man. Come on.
I'm going to make it the girl with the kid, but I'm a person. I respond with the GIF or whatever, GIF or whatever it is. Like I like
good morning,
I like
gift?
No, like more like the like I do like coffee, like that's my thing. The cup might say good morning or a great day or something like that, but I'm not really a good morning person. I don't like talking.
You niggas is too cool for me, man.
No, it's not too cool. I'm not too cool. No. I don't. The good morning.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. Man.
A lot comes with the good morning text, like.
Tell
me
more.
Like sometimes when maybe this is my experience, maybe it's not, but sometimes when you do the good morning text, now like I feel like you've put yourself in play for conversation throughout the day, where I know for me personally, it's hard for me to have conversations, a steady conversation or a consistent conversation with someone throughout the day, whether it's group chats or whatever. Like, and even in our group chat, like, I'll come back and it'll be fucking 30 messages in there and shit. Like, I'm not reading all them shits, right? Like,
we don't text each other anyway. We're not texting men. I do it today.
Okay. I come in and it's like, you know what I mean? But I'll miss stuff or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't like to commit that. And then, you know, you might also be setting yourself up for the, if something goes wrong throughout the day, you might be the person that's contacted for whatever's going wrong throughout the day. And you know what I mean? I don't feel like going through that sometimes.
I must be boo-boo the fool because I'm responding good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just saying you're a nice guy, but you're blunt. Like, you're just morning. I think you're like a nice person.
A lot of exclamation points.
I don't even think this is you. I think
this is
whoever you were before you got that ancestry me, whatever it was. And then they did this because you said Jason's point. I actually been thinking it's the whole pod, bro. I think you might have got cloned in 2019 because there was a drastic shift in Trayvon around 2019. Like
that's the name of the pod. They cloned Trayvon.
Hey, look. So I'm sending a good morning. I might follow up to the last text because I fell asleep. I might follow up to the last text that was sent.
That's a lot.
I got a conversation throughout the day. That's why I'm probably working myself, bro. I'm following through. I'm seeing whatever is going on, trying to see, you know, politics.
I got the time
to entertain, but it's multiple conversations. You got to just different shit that, you know, you got somebody that's sending some sexual shit throughout the middle of the day. They on their shit. You got another person that you can send the funny memes to. you know, the Twitter links and all that shit, or the Instagram links. You got that shit going on. Then you got somebody that's trying to, like, hey, have a real conversation or ask you about some shit or some shit you seen, you passed along. I got all the motherfucking, you know, the cartoon where the nigga got the fucking clay with the bricks and just doing this shit. That's me, nigga. I'm just building this motherfucker.
Yeah, you're so horny as shit.
All right, so let me ask all of y'all a question. Do y'all think there's a situation if a girl fucks with you where she's ever really busy? Like, is there a situation where if a woman likes you, that there's a like she won't text back, or it's like, oh, I can't do this? Do you? I think that's ever true.
Let me just say this right now. Based on the amount of grief I get for being busy, I have to believe all these girls, if they really like you, there's nothing, like, literally they could be a building on fire and babies, orphans falling out. They'd be like, hold on, he texted me, I got to text him back. That's the way they'd be behaving. What? Because I don't text back immediately a lot of times, but, you know, that's just, as I explained to them, like, yo, this is how I text with my mom. This is how I text with my friends. Like, I'm bad at, like, getting back, because a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to you as soon as I'm done with this, and then I forget. Like, that's just.
Oh, see, I get back to everybody. I make shit unrealistic as hell. I make sure it's unrealistic as hell, so you can count on me. I shouldn't do it. No, we had this conversation, and Mean told me, like, nigga, you gotta stop answering your phone.
Too available, yo.
I literally am too available at this point, right? But yeah, I just try to be there for people. You know what I mean? Like, I never know, nigga.
Before we get, go ahead, sir.
So I think it's both ways. I think it's actually men and women. I think we all are available for whoever, but I do think women are always available. Even when they're super busy, they'll at least be available to tell you, hey, they're busy and they're not ignoring you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like if they hit you with the, yo, they're busy. I mean, newsflash, fam, they not really. Like, it's not that they don't fuck with you. It's just that, like, yo, you might not, you might have thought you was one. You might even thought you was two. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I think
people
it's
ahead of you. And I mean that respectfully. It doesn't mean that they fucking everybody, but like in the pecking order of, like, just the same way niggas got, if you are an individual that has multiple people that you might send get morning texts to, you literally know your pecking order. You get the most important person because you got to make sure you get that or whatever the case may be out the way.
Stick order.
Niggas don't realize sometimes where they are and on that depth chart.
You know, this crazy shit about it is time zones. If you global, you feel me? Time zones is different, nigga. By the way, I'm not sending international texts, nigga. I'm not doing that. I don't got the world clock set up where I'm fucking sending it to some girl in France.
I need to hang out with y'all guys more often. Yo, you and Jason seem to be just having, like, fucking.
No, Jason is Mr. Bitches, bro.
We all men who are in our, you know, late 30s, early 40s, whatever. Like, niggas have lived full lives, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything happened yesterday or last week, man. This is all from a full life of experience. You feel me?
They love the pod, Jason. I know. They love the pod.
They love the pod. So, hey, I hope you're ready. You're going to be greeted like this on Monday, nigga. Which one am I?
Yeah. Please leave on Monday. You're going to have some questions.
Let me just say,
the answer is always, you're the one who I like who doesn't quite like me the same back.
There you go.
All right, that's gonna do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. For Juju Gotti, for Trey Edwards, for Jason Bazzard, for John Gervais, I'm Amino Hassan, telling you to stay black, motherfucker.